producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. You can also jump over to our .com pages, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work and interact one with another. And you can also give us a call over the next hour at any time if you would like to do that. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. And we say to that, true that. As a matter of fact, George Washington used to, well, when it was taught, his farewell address was taught all the way up until 1962 in this country. Interestingly enough, he said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. That's true. But what's under attack today? Well, we're not asking again, friends, the devil for permission to obey God. We're establishing what God has established, and we're walking out what has been bestowed upon us, because we don't need a revolution, friends. We need reformation, and that's exactly what we want today. As David rightly said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and establish my goings. That's what we're doing here. As a matter of fact, we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight some of the things that are happening across the United States of America as to those things concerning the state-run media and what they don't want you to talk about, or their perspective, of course, because they want to set the narrative without fail. And what we need to do is confront the narrative, because the narrative is false, friends, and we know that to be a fact. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we can find that the Southern Poverty Law Center, who has no credibility whatsoever, blames Pamela Geller for the San Bernardino Jihad massacre. Folks, these are dangerous, ill-designing, sick-minded reprobates. You do need to understand that there's no credibility whatsoever. But isn't it interesting how the state-controlled narrative is always to set the righteous as the ones that are, let me say it this way. They want to set the righteous as the bad guy. And who would do something like that? None other than the accuser of the brethren, Satan himself. And that's exactly what we're seeing here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Republican establishment has four options that can try to stop Trump, and none of them are good, folks. Isn't it interesting? They are now completely mask off. Every single one of them blatantly attacking Donald Trump. Again, be careful that they may be leading opposition. It's a communist tactic. They're garnering support for none other than Donald Trump, or they're just really that stupid. One of the two. You're going to have to decide, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, no surprise here. Hillary Clinton not telling truth about her super predator claims. Of course, friends, there's no truth in this witch whatsoever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Supreme Court once again oversteps constitutional bounds in Louisiana abortion law case. Friends, check out Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Judges can be removed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, psychology has brought communism to America. Of course, friends. I was just telling my wife on the way out, we were running some errors this morning. I said, you know, if you really think about it, America, we've all become slaves in every sense of the word. What's the difference between us and a communist nation? Well, we say for years we've been here, you know, you're the frog in the boiling pot of water. Well, folks, there comes a time where there has to be a reality check and say, wait a second, we're already there. America, you've already been enslaved. You're accepting the establishment and what they're doing to you on a daily basis. It's not like they're losing the game. It's like they're winning the game, friends, but you just haven't come to the reality that that's where you're at yet. I mean, your schools are indoctrinating kids. That's what communists do. That's what dictators do. That's what when you look to China, that's what they're doing. When you look to Russia, that's what they're doing. Same thing they've convinced you to do here in America, friends. They've given you the false narrative that there's a line between church and state working against Christians when in fact it bars the government from what they're doing. But you've accepted that. You've accepted the President of the United States, his criminal attitude, his transgressions of the Constitution, his immoralities every step of the way. That's already been accepted by the American people, because had it not been, guess what? You would have rejected the administration, but the American people haven't rejected the administration. They've accepted it. And what you don't realize is you've already been boiled in the pot, America. So it's not like they haven't won already. It's not like you're not in the communist nation already. Now, the point is you still have the freedom to undo it, and that's what God is looking for, faithful among men that can actually throw off the tyrannical system in which is in place. Because when I say tyrannical, that's not an embellishment. That's not a farce. That's not a lie. That's not an exaggeration, neither. In case in point, friends, it's a fact. You've accepted this. You've accepted Marco Rubio. You've accepted Ted Cruz. You've accepted Donald Trump. You've accepted Mitt Romney. You've accepted Hillary Clinton. You've even accepted Bernie Sanders, friends. And the worst of all of them is none other than Hillary Clinton. But you've already accepted them. You've accepted the narrative that the state-controlled media is throwing on you. To suggest that you would have a Clinton in there actually running for the presidency of the United States of America and the system is not rejecting her, but no, the conservatives are already handing it over to her? Well, folks, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about voter fraud. I'm going to take you back to 2012, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you a little kickback, but I'm going to show you the voter fraud that placed this criminal in the White House today. And do keep in mind, friends, just so you understand, that I wasn't the one that said it. I'm going to lay facts to your candor and keep in mind what Joseph Stalin said. He said it's enough that people know that there was an election. Of course, America, you already know that. The people who cast the votes decide nothing, said Joseph Stalin. The people who count the votes decide everything. I'm going to show you, friends, how it's been rigged, and I'm going to actually allow you to hear none other than Clinton, Eugene Clint Curtis, who's an American attorney, a computer programmer, an ex-employee of NASA, and ExxonMobil. I want you to hear his testimony, because he's the one that actually rigged the system. And he's going to tell you who is requesting the rigged system, who's been in operation of the rigged system, and how it's at work today. This happened in 2006. So can you imagine how far things have gone backwards in this country since 2006? And then what I'm going to talk about, friends, is again, I'm going to bring you across the United States of America, and I'm going to show you that there was a whole lot of votes for that criminal in the White House right now that was completely rigged. It was fraud from A to Z. And by the way, I'm not telling you that. Facts are telling you that. Boy, oh boy, has America been duped out of the truth. Because America, you've accepted it. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933. Come on. You a little worked up like I am? Contend.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight a couple more articles, friends, because, again, I want you to see mask off, regardless if they want you to see them with the mask off. I'm not asking. I'm showing you. We have the California sodomite assemblyman attempts to bully 21 states into embracing sodomite agenda. Friends, keep in mind, I've shared with you for years prior to getting to this point in the present, I told you what it was about. I told you it was about them attacking you, about them attacking your first Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights. They want to go ahead and desecrate. They want to demolish your rights. They're overreaching. Folks, they have no rights in what they're trying to do, because people are waking up to the fact that these people are attacking those that have rights. They want to do away with your rights before you figure that much out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why is there no Christian competition to the deceptive Lucifer on Fox? Friends, why would they have a sitcom or a television program called Lucifer on Fox? Why do you think they would have a name of a program called Lucifer on Fox? But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's no competition for the deceptive Lucifer on Fox. Of course not. Satan hates, listen, he's an underachiever. He's a loser. Like communists are losers. That's why they have to steal, kill, and destroy. They don't know anything else. They can't make it in a normal society. So what they have to do is they have to use their little reprobate carnal tactics to destroy anything that gets in their way in a lawless fashion. And then what they try to do is they try to put themselves up as being the good guy. Nothing new under the sun. Read 2 Corinthians 11. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we highlighted yesterday, conspiracy theories. Theories no more. Friends, just 24 hours after being federally indicted, big energy CEO Aubrey McClendon was killed in a single car crash. 24 hours after being indicted by the federal government, who is trying to twist the laws into the form, tear down the Constitution, and recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish image. Yep, that's what's happening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Time Magazine blames Americans. Crumbling infrastructure to, listen to this, friends, they're blaming Americans crumbling infrastructure on Islamophobia. On the heels of what, friends? Homophobia. Just like I told you, friends. See what's interesting about the prophetic, friends? The Lord gives us a little insight to show us the things that are coming down the road. And by the way, I see contributors all across the United States continuously listen to this radio show and highlight the topics in which we're talking about. And it's interesting, for the most part, conservatives and professed Christians, they don't figure it out until after the fact. Like voter fraud. I'm bringing up voter fraud for the very purpose that I'm led to bring up voter fraud right now. Not because it's a good idea or it's my plan. No. God always forewarns to show you the things in which are coming up. And what will happen, instead of the conservatives and the professed Christians actually taking responsibility now, they're caught up into the little narrative of the little kids up on the stage that want to become the president of the United States, continuously stirring the hornet's nest in between the candidates on a 24/7 basis. Just ask them. Just listen to them, and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. The state-controlled narrative is to get people's eyes off the ball, and guess what? Through diversive measures, that's exactly what they're succeeding at doing. Instead of dealing with the issues at hand concerning voter fraud, friends, why don't we just deal with it up front? See, but they don't do that. They want to wait until after the fact, and instead of taking responsibility and saying, you know what, I was wrong about it, next cycle, we're going to get them. But they're led to believe that to wait for the next cycle rather than bring forth Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution impeaching them that are violating the law. Nope, they don't do that neither, because they would have to take responsibility. And we know that in this country, nobody wants to take a responsibility until there's nothing else left. And that's exactly what we're coming up to, friends. That's exactly what we're coming up to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, I would strongly advise you to go back on my shows over the last 15 years. How many times we have been ahead of the game. How many times, and it's interesting where people will post my columns at times, friends. They'll put us on page two in some particular incidents or circumstances, friends. They'll put us on a different page in the back. But what's interesting is they'll highlight, they'll magnify the crime. And then after it happens, after I warned what was going to happen, then guess what they do? They come back to it, and then they have a different columnist write on it. But they'll always blame the wrongdoer rather than themselves for tolerating the wrongdoer. You see what I'm getting to? And instead of them blaming themselves for the wrong that they've accepted, nope, they blame somebody else for it. Hillary Clinton. Yep. Bernie Sanders. Yep. Marco Rubio. Yep. Ted Cruz, yep. Donald Trump. No, friends. Again, keep in mind, you've already been, you're that frog in the boiling pot. You've already boiled yourself to death, friends. You've already accepted it. They've already got you thinking on their narrative on a 24/7 basis. They already got you baited, and you've taken the bait, and now they're reeling you in. That's exactly what's happening. Speaking of which, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Department of Injustice grants immunity to Clinton aide. Who has terrorist ties, friends? Huma Abedin. DOJ grants immunity to Clinton aide. Will this lead to an indictment for treason and murder? What do you think, friends? You have Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa treating Hillary Clinton like she's the Queen of England when she walks in the room, giving her hugs off camera. What do you think's going on, friends? But you know what? It's like a football game. We gotta show some sportsmanlike conduct. No. I remember one time I heard a conservative, this is some time back, who was talking about the crimes of Obama, and he said, well, it's nothing personal. See, there's the problem, America. It's totally personal. And you think that this is some game that your enemy is playing. Why don't you ask Joseph Stalin if he was playing games before he killed 40 million of his own people? Why don't you ask Mao Zedong and old Bradley, are you just pushing fear right now? No, I'm pushing history. I'm pushing fact. I'm going back the way our forefathers told us to go back to study the past. And when I study the past and I see what's reoccurring now in the present, it's a pretty scary scenario, right? Because I don't want the innocent to pay for what the guilty of a lie. That's what I'm trying to work against right now, because I believe God. And by the way, I'm not afraid of circumstance, friends. I'm trying to prevent circumstance going the wrong direction. Luke 12 tells us, verse 4, and I say unto you, my friends, this is Jesus, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more they can do. Jesus said, I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. And that's why I continuously recite that prophet of old, Mr. Bonhoeffer, when he went back contending with a dictator called Adolf Hitler in the 30s concerning the people of Germany, when he said, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of the likes of Adolf Hitler's. No, they contend with them. They deal with them. They expose them. They stir the people up to understand that you have a real enemy. But there are those that fear the Adolf Hitlers. They fear circumstance, friends. And because they fear it, guess what? They give way to the dictator. No, we fear the face of God. Therefore, we don't fear the face of man. And if we fear the face of man, then we don't fear the face of God. Not here, America. We don't take counsel from our fears, at least not diabolical fears. Let it go back to filial fears. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? They'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. But here we have it again, friends. Another demonstration of injustice for the younger generation to see and to learn from. DOJ grants immunity again to Clinton aide. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Allah ordered me to kill child, a woman accused of beheading 4-year-old who's walking up and down the courts in Russia with a child's head. She just happened to be the nanny of that little 4-year-old kid, but she said that Allah ordered her to do it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I've highlighted this before. I'm not trying to put out Glenn Beck's light to make mine brighter. Nope, he's doing a good job all on his own. The Secret Service is now putting Glenn Beck under serious investigation for threatening to stab Donald Trump to death. I want to set that record straight because I want to show you that I'm not a respecter of person. I'm going to stand on the side of truth regardless of who it is, just like my Heavenly Father. That's not what he said, friends. He was talking to his co-host. And for the conservatives to take it out and say that Glenn Beck was saying that he wanted to stab Donald Trump to death is the reason they have no credibility as well. That's not what he said. I heard what he said. But I will say this. It's interesting the lengths that Glenn Beck is going. But again, if you keep in mind who he is and what he believes, everything he is premising his arguments on, friends, is confusion. It's a mess. He's just loony, friends. There's no better way to say it. He's loony. He goes and uses the enemies to set his narrative. He's on ABC News, I believe it was, with Mr. Stephanopoulos, who's a traitor to America every step of the way. But he uses Stephanopoulos to set his narrative. And then he likens Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Hey, folks. We're all a bunch of Adolf Hitlers without the grace of Christ. We're all sinners saved by grace. But the fact of the matter is, don't you think he's getting a little weird? And doesn't it tell you a whole lot that he's willing to use America's enemies to prove his point concerning Glenn Beck? I think he just lost a whole lot of respect, and I think he stepped in it, and I think it's all over his face. I'm just here to tell you all about it, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to talk about the big list of voter fraud when we come back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Kick back, bringing you back to 2012 and showing you the voter fraud that took place. Now, keep in mind, in 2008, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, Barack Hussein Obama. Interestingly enough, the 68% of the young people between 18 and 33 years old actually voted for Barack Hussein Obama. That was in 2008, okay? That's 68% of those that were between the ages of 18 and 33 years old. The second time around, folks, nobody was paying attention because he had zero support, just like Hillary Clinton has today, zero support. And interestingly enough, when we go back, for example, in a blast from the past, the people need to be aware of this voting season concerning Clinton, Eugene Clint Curtis, who's an American attorney, computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil. He told the world in an open testimony that you're about to hear that voting machines are not only hackable to determine in an election, but that he designed the program to do it in 2000. Heard his testimony came in 2006 before the House Judiciary members in Ohio. In 100, Curtis was hired by Tom Finney to build software that would rig an election using electronic voter machines. And according to Curtis, he could rig the machines in such a way to determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that wanted to win. Folks, do you not hear this all the time? Oh, it was a split. It was a split. Folks, we hear it all the time. Of course it is. And guess who always wins, almost without fail, friends? 98% of the time, who wins? The un-American does. The un-American candidate. Well, how does that all work out? Here, go ahead and listen to Mr. Eugene Clint Curtis in a live testimony to members in Ohio. It's a little slow in the going.
The record.
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
They'd never catch it, he said.
Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we'd been asked to make a program that could fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system. Is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Are you catching this, friends? He's the guy that rigs the computers to flip the vote in favor of the person that they want to win. Further down the road, concerning this testimonial, he was asked to come back up again. In the process, he was asked about Florida in 2000 when Bush won. And interestingly enough, the Speaker of the House in the state of Florida had asked him, with a group of people that represent We the People in Florida, asked him to come up with a software that would actually rig the elections. Once he came up with that software, they were asked. He was asked. So when you made that rigging software concerning polling in Florida, how did that all transpire? He thought he was originally coming up with that software, friends, just to detect fraud. Once he gave that over to the representative and the Speaker of the House, his assistant asked him to protect them from fraud. So instead of exposing the fraud, they wanted to make sure that the code would eat itself to destroy all evidence of fraud. You need to understand that. He also talks later on in his testimony under oath, this computer programmer that testified that he rigged voting machines throughout the United States of America back in 2000. He also came across Chinese folks that were using these devices to rig elections. He said he even came across working with NASA and ExxonMobil. He said that he was aware of the Chinese that were dabbling with American intelligence. He said he was actually caught sometime later after rigging some of these polling machines where it actually made reference to our military and American secrets over to the Chinese. He said that when he was exposed and caught for his crime against America during this hearing in Ohio, that he said that the government only gave him a $100 fine and he was never jailed. Friends, you are way beyond where you think you are, and your enemy knows it. Here, let me give you a couple examples just to show you how bad things were last election cycle. And we all know now, again, we warned you about Mitt Romney during the last cycle. Now America's awake to Mitt Romney because he has nothing to lose anymore, right? And if you remember right, during the debates, he never confronted Barack Hussein Obama with anything because he was responsible before Barack Hussein Obama was ever in the picture. But America, you were led to believe that he was a conservative, and you took what he said rather than what he did, and that was good enough for America. The Market Daily News reported on those 100 precincts, in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, that on election day during the last cycle gave Romney zero votes, and Obama got 99% of the votes. In more than 50 precincts, Romney received two votes or less, the report said. One would think that such improbable results would get the attention of somebody out there, but America didn't care. Because after all, America did their part, right? They went out and they voted. And all the while knowing that the system is corrupt, you felt that you did your duty and you went back home and you lived your own selfish life. Come on, let's call it for what it is. According to the Philly.com, 59 voting divisions in Philadelphia produced head-spinning figures. Not one vote for Romney. The unanimous support for Obama in these Philadelphia neighborhoods clustered in almost exclusively black sections of West and North Philadelphia fertilizes fears of fraud despite little hard evidence, the newspaper said. Now, do keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama does not have the vote from the Hispanics or from the black communities the way that you are led to believe that he does. Furthermore, if you remember the DNC during the last cycle, friends, remember they were going to have a 78,000-seat arena, an open arena, and what they did is because they knew that nobody was there to support Barack Hussein Obama again, guess what? They moved it to a 20,000-seat arena where they couldn't even fill up three-quarters of that arena. Remember when their motto was to, actually, and their slogan was, and their objective was to get rid of under God? Remember that? Well, that's exactly what they were doing. Isaiah 14, they were trying to put Barack Hussein Obama in his place. I'm stinking humored, friends, to the core. I really am. What a fool. But do you remember that they were even given free tickets away to the DNC and they still couldn't fill that arena? Remember in Milwaukee, friends, they told the American people a state across from where we're at in Minnesota, we were told that there's 18,000 people that rallied around Barack Hussein Obama's second term. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, there was not more than 5,000 seats in that arena. So how was there 18,000 people in there in favor of Barack Hussein Obama? And don't forget, friends, that 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. And, of course, you can't forget about Brother Stevie Wonder, who couldn't even get more than 200 people to actually raise finances for Barack Hussein Obama's second term. And then Barack Hussein Obama did something completely unprecedented. During his second inaugural address, he couldn't even sell out the hotels in Washington, D.C. But America, you were led to believe what the state-controlled media told you. But again, America, you say you don't believe them. Folks, you've been lied to. And you're being lied to again, because when you look at Hillary Clinton, her numbers are exactly the same as Barack Hussein Obama. And we have been talking about that over the last couple weeks. Folks, you want to talk about fraud? I'm going to highlight a little bit more on the other side of this segment. America, you're being lied to. America wants the indictment of Hillary Clinton, prison for Clinton, and guess what? Nobody's talking about
it. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
That's negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is so, my goodness. It's not enough that the people know there was an election, said Joseph Stalin allegedly. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Massive voter fraud in 2012. Every single Tea Party across the country, and folks, I do them all the time. They all nod their head up and down. Yep, we've been defrauded. Yep, we've been defrauded. And they sit there and they do nothing. They sit there and they do nothing. Talking about voter fraud, a poll watcher said that up to 10% of the ballots cast at a polling station in Pennsylvania reverted to a default, which gave Barack Obama a vote no matter who the voter had selected. The incident took place in the state where officials claimed Obama got a total of 19,605 votes in 59 voting divisions to zero for Mitt Romney, and not far from the 100 precincts in Ohio where Obama got 99% of the vote. Boy, you want to talk about narcissism, friends? You got it. You totally got it. This is crazy. All perpetuated by those in authority, by your taskmasters, America. that you believe, for some reason or other, they don't exist. In Florida, residents began demanding changes in the electoral system that handed voters chaos, frustration, and delays at polling stations. The Florida League of Women Voters and other groups are demanding Governor Rick Scott a plan to draft reforms for the state's election. That was in Florida. Another outlet reported that voters in Nevada, North Carolina, Texas, and Ohio said that they had pushed a button on a touchscreen voting machine for Romney back in 2012, but the machines recorded their vote for Obama. Hey, folks, computer programmer testifies that he rigged voting machines. Who hired him? Speaker of the House in Florida. Trying to get the code to eat itself so it disappear as if it never happened. And that's exactly, by the way, what he said, Mr. Clint Curtis, who worked for NASA and ExxonMobil. Now he's being hired on by a bunch of criminals in government to rig the elections. But America's under the delusion that that's not really happening. The Columbus Dispatch estimated that more than 20% of registered Ohio voters aren't eligible. In two counties, the number of registered voters actually exceeds the voting age population, the report said. And it said in 31 other counties, registrations are above 90% of the population, a rate regarded as unrealistic by most voting experts. And guess who's getting all of these votes, friends? These mysterious votes. Barack Hussein Obama. Where's the support? He doesn't have the support. Oh, folks, I tell you over and over, dictators of the past are operating in the present, right before your eyes. Doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. Dictators of the past understand everything is perpetuated on and premised on the lie. The bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there, man. Yeah, how's that way out there working for you, America? How's that working for you? Catch Barack Hussein Obama on a hot mic with Russian authorities talking about how he's going to loose his reins on massive weapons that can destroy Americans. But he said after this next election, which he said he already knew he was going to win for some reason or other, they must have given him the nod, right? All 300 people who rule the roost, and the world lets him do it. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Fox News documented how Senate candidate Wendy Long, an attorney, was a clerk for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, recounted her voting experience. A poll worker who was in the scanner studied my private ballot and proceeded to tell me that it was rejected because I did not fill in every space. She then proceeded to indicate that I should mark the Democratic line all the way through. Folks, come on. Well, these people are laughing at you every step of the way, and the conservatives are right there to give you the bone that's been thrown to them. They're giving you the information, the conservatives are, that the criminals want you to get, and they're caught up in the game, and you're losing your freedoms day by day by day by day. On YouTube was the testimony of a computer programmer telling the Ohio legislature that he was able to write a program that would rig elections by flipping the total vote from the real winner to a pre-selected candidate. Hey, folks, let me ask you another question. How many dead voters were there the last cycle? A whole mess of them. How many voters were voting that didn't exist? A whole mess of them. But America, we already knew this, right? Yeah. You know, I had a guy yesterday say, you know, he Facebooked me and he said to me, Bradley, he goes, you know, I just don't agree with everything you say. Well, guess what, friends? I'm here again to tell you, you don't need to agree with what I'm saying because I'm not the one saying it. I'm showing you the fruit of what you accept. I'm showing you what's happening in this country. I don't care if you want to shoot the messenger or not. I'm telling you that unless you deal with the issues at hand, prevention is better than cure, you're in trouble. And that trouble is becoming more of a reality every day. Every day that the can is kicked down the road, you become entrenched in tyranny more and more and more and more. So it's not an issue if you like me or not, some of you folks. It's an issue of me loving you enough to tell you what you don't want to hear. And I am telling you, you are being led astray by the professed Christians and the conservatives in this country to believe that what's going on in front of your faces right now is not already preset. There's nothing in politics that happens unless it's first planned, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. Do you think that's what's happening today? Human events claimed Ohio voters who are native to Somalia were being given a slate card saying, vote Brown all the way down, an apparent reference to the Democratic senator. How's this working? Because the conservatives are letting them get away with it. This is crime, America. The Washington Times reported it's suspicious of voter fraud in Pennsylvania, including that in Philadelphia, the new Black Panthers are currently standing outside polling booths. We knew that was a fact. Intimidating voters, just like they did in 2008. So what? Deal with them. It said, too, that 70 Republican polling inspectors were blocked from access. They're telling on themselves, and yet the American people refuse to deal with the issues at hand. This needs to happen in front of the people. This all needs to take place in front of the people. So now tell me your vote counts, people. Already in this primary cycle, there have been accusations of voting machine changing the votes as well as a voter fraud. Matter of fact, if you want to, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Tim Brown's outlet, Flashback, computer program testifies that he rigged voting machines. He's telling you he did it. He's telling you he did it. It's not like it's not happening. Well, there's a second video in Des Moines, Iowa, where somehow, some way, Hillary Clinton, who had absolutely 0% of support in Iowa, for some reason or another, she beat the pants off Bernie Sanders. How can we never see this on video? How can we never see this on television, friends? I mean, you do understand that those crowds are all bought and paid for if they have a crowd. And keep in mind, they never show you the crowd because they don't want you to show that people are not in support of the Democratic nominee. And by the way, friends, it's just as bad on the right as it is on the left. You don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. Get the right candidate. That's what we need there. Now what we're being spoon-fed. I mean, this is just, it's just crazy stuff. If they did it in 2000, and they, folks, they've been doing this for years in this country. But now you have those that are rigging these voting machines coming out and telling you this is what's happening. The reason they're having them rig them, friends, is because, again, let me just end with this. They don't have the support, and I love you enough to tell you this. And I also want you to understand this one thing. David said, Lord, I was hated for my love. If you hate me for telling you the truth, then it's your own bad. You deserve what you've got coming.
That's right. And we want you to be a part of fulfilling our vision to see America restored back to its Christian and constitutional heritage by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. We've got Teresa out in California. We've got Andrew and Emily out in Minnesota. We've got Tim out in South Carolina. These are all sons and daughters of Liberty who believe in this message because it's an in-your-face truth that's trying to and getting the job done, restoring America back to its Christian constitutional heritage. So we cannot do what we do without faithful supporters like you getting behind us and participating, being a part of this. You're not a small...
It's not like it's just my country,
you know,
right?
It's
exactly.
Ours. Exactly. And you're not a small part. You're a significant part in getting this message. It's kind of like, you know, you got the car, but you got to put the gas in it before it's going to go anywhere. We need gas in this tank to get this ministry out there to the masses. We're going to be out on the East Coast again coming up this week and so many other places. Be a part of reaching America. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and become a son or daughter of Liberty today.
For the few that just still don't understand, I love you enough to tell you the truth. It's the truth that makes men free, not the lie. First down 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area.